back to your questions.
Yes. So you were talking about the two first question?
Yeah.
Okay. And a little bit about same people moving?
Yeah.
With the clustering.
And this also allows you to separate people.
Okay.
And the questions I did not talk about was going from location to identity of the person. That is quite different. You need to use a signal you have separated and do the type of analysis I mentioned from the spectrum. You can transform the magnitude spectrum and build model of the person.
So this one, pitch, huh?
Yeah, pitch at least. It's not enough sometimes.
Pitch is the frequency.
It's a frequency. It's a frequency of your vibration here.
There is one frequency that is the base from.
Yeah.
For
and then it's transformed through the mouth. That's the usual model.
Okay. If you have both, you can you can compare this to at one stop and stuff without
both
person it is.
Mm-hmm. The pitch and the frequency.
And the things that make sound.
Okay. And you can measure that.
It's not necessarily done explicitly, but it's equivalent to that. Yeah. So again, FFT is useful to do this type of analysis.
I'm sorry, I didn't really get the point of comparing the pitch. The pitch is a frequency that is...
Yeah, but it's quite personal.
Okay. And the way you transform it, by the mouth?
Yeah.
You were comparing what with what?
The holes in your head, everything, the nose
as well. Okay, yeah.
And that's really unique for almost like five.
And you were talking about comparing what with what?
Well, once you get this information, your frequency and vocal contract, it's called. You can use this information to compare it.
But you want to have information because the mouse, you move it.
It's no, some information equivalent to that. It's maybe you don't need to do the whole complicated modeling. But
to scan all the user to have the
everything is done through the voice. You take the voice of someone and then you can get out this information. It's clear, it's not perfect, but it's enough to use it for
you have the pitch and you have information about voice dynamic or
right of speech is also a possibility. How fast you speak. It's quite personal also, but it varies over time depending on emotion. That also might be interesting for you, detecting emotion.
Emotion, the involvement in the discussion?
Yeah.
If you're
so these measures are a way to quantify that.
And is it expensive to do?
Not that. As far as I know.
No, it's not.
But in fact, if you speak of things that are not expensive,
what is more expensive is to take the decision finally. So your decision can be, for example, who is it? Or if the person moved, which is probably the most complicated thing, like the person goes away and comes back 10 minutes later, sits at a different place. You will need to build statistical models of the person identity using these measures. So the ones you mentioned. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Is it called PCM? It's not technology. It's more or less used as a compressor.
Yeah.
I have to check it. I can show it afterwards.
So,
not really familiar.
Well, I didn't call about it.
Okay, so you are the expert.
I shouldn't say it too loud because the professor is working here.
Careful, you are recording.
Okay.
I should read what I sound.
Okay, so all this stuff is done from the FFT.
Yeah.
So we have to do FFT because otherwise.
Also, location to identity.
All I was saying is that these different measures are a way to evaluate the identity of the person. So if with location, all you can do is extract segments of speech, for example, but it will not tell you that these are the same person. It's just a location.
But to get a cluster of the location that is
yeah.
a place where noise is regularly coming from.
Yeah, so that might be good, for example, for 10 minutes, but then the person might move or a different person might come.
But for instance, for a setting like here,
yeah.
it would be enough because we are not moving.
It is. Well, unless sometimes somebody goes there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we are targeting a place where we don't know if where it will be more flexible. So
yeah.
we need more than just location. If we want to.
Yes.
I'm even not sure if it's that important to know which person is talking, because if you think about the tables and something physical, you just want to know in which corner of the table
the speech
is coming and not which person produces speech. So.
Yes, it is important for detecting patterns, because if you say, let's say, how much the person have spoken over the 5 last minutes.
Yeah, but it's not really related to the... yes, it's...
if someone come on...
But that you can do with location, if it's only on the short term.
Yes, yes.
I think it may be okay, but it depends
on the
how long...
Yeah. I would say you might use these measures in a simple way if you do it online. Like to give feedback, but you mentioned that another side of your project is also to analyze offline. So there you might want to use. We had a student here. He finished 1 or 2 years ago, but he left his software, and his software is precisely to do that, to cluster at another level. To cluster these small clusters of speech, group them by person automatically.
From the location?
No, from the these measures, speech, etc.
Also, this is only based on you give the spectrum and.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I would say from location at the lower level, you can get small parts of speech. And then at the next level, possibly offline, you can group them into speech segments. I'm hoping to have enough time to try doing that before I finish my thesis. So if I manage to do some practically usable software, I'll tell you.
When are you planning to finish?
In 5-6 months, approximately.
But the past months are always
more extensible.
Literally.
More busy, I would say.
Yes.
So you said you want to do separation. But
I don't know. Maybe we would be more interested to know that it's not the same people, more than knowing that it's the same people, or to detect that someone is more, that was not talking before, is talking now.
Okay.
I said we want to know to do separation just because of the voice recognition.
Ah, you want to do voice recognition?
This is not the...
You might want.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You might want to do everything.
Yes, but in fact, we are designing a sensitive table just for mirroring, but we are also designing a prototype to analyze the conversations.
Okay.
So we you might add a lot of features.
So, yeah, once you have locations, it's not a big problem.
Okay. I don't know, perhaps perhaps if you have two people speaking at the same time, I don't know if voice recognition on such a stream is...
No, you should separate them first.
Okay. Yeah. So
the type of things I presented can be the separation.
Sure.
It's only a very small step to add.
It's not a very important feature for now.
Yeah. Although it might be if you want to extract these features at each rate of speech or energy sample from each person, you might have to do some basic separation. Because quite often people don't realize that they talk at the same time, interrupt each other. Even if you don't want to recognize the speech fully, at least
you need to separate the.
Yeah.
And I don't feel it.
It's okay. You can email later.
Okay.
Yes. Also, to extract the context. Because if you know the words that are spoken, you can, let's say, someone say he's angry about the word.
Semantic context.
Yes.
Yeah. Then
you might want to add
some
this is not in my project, but...
No, but I think once you have to voice for a person, you can...
Yes.
Start to do this, and once people have speech recognition now.
Professor Diamond was interested to know when people were talking about him.
Yeah.
Someone is talking about me, let's listen.
Yeah, you could detect one word.
Yes,
keyword spotting.
Another special event trigger, if
lighting a LED. Okay, so are you done with what you wanted to present to us in regards to these questions?
Yeah, I'll just say if you want, I can point to three papers.
Sure.
But no, I think it's better if I just send you
the link.
The link. Sure, it's probably simpler.
So three papers about?
One is about this sector-based stuff. The localization and detection.
Okay.
One is about how to take the decision that somebody is active or not. It sounds simple at first, you think you just put the threshold and that's it. But the problem is...
You
want your system to work in different conditions, like cafeteria or library, the environment will be quite different.
Sure.
So a single fixed threshold value might be a problem.
Yes, in fact, for now we are using a kind of calibration, but still now.
So you can do that automatically, these kind of things.
Yes.
I don't know if you're doing that already, but...
Yes, but in fact you have to sit in front of the microphone and let's say people one speak and people two and people three.
You're
just subtracting the level that you pick up from the other microphones.
So I have another paper which might be interesting for that, for single channel calibration. And I have code online.
Okay.
So for this particular one. The last one I would say is new clustering the clustering of the different locations over time, so that you can get small clusters of speech. There are other ways to do it, but I think it's important because in spontaneous speech, all these words are quite small. So you need to do that adequately. But otherwise, you're done.
Okay, just last question when you mentioned it. If I'm speaking very. Yes, I'm just speaking one word every 1 second. Yes. Is the event that is detected is would be a sum of small parts?
Yeah.
There won't be
many small events.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, you have to reprocess to say, let's say yes, there is a very small interval. Consider it.
Yeah, basically, I mean, it depends.
Because this is, yes, this is one, this can be considered as one intervention.
Yeah, even if somebody says just yes, I don't know if it's important for you or not. It might be.
It might be. This is not very easy problem.
For the first application we will do with prototypes, it will be more about quantity of speech, or how long, how much someone speaks. But when we will go to finer details, if I'm talking and someone say yes, yes, yes from time to time, it shows that he's participating.
Yeah.
And obviously it makes difference that if someone is talking and someone is replying never, nor moving, or no, having eyes open.
Yes.
So okay. I'll send you links. Some of the papers are long, but you can just briefly.
Okay.
We can go and see Olivier unless you want to talk about something else.
Okay.
I think we have already plenty to eat.
Does it work within my email? And,
well, we can try. But.
No, if it's not, I guess you would have to install it.
We have, yeah, we have OCR, but maybe not on this computer.
No, you see, I thought you can put in the email address and just do this.
That's a good idea, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I see, I want too much.
And the application you are using, all of them, every time you are using MATLAB?
Yeah.
Programming?
Yeah.
Everything is based on MATLAB?
Yeah. Once I coded the most expensive part in C, just to see. So you can have a mix of both. From MATLAB you call C, like
sure.
After
you can
come
Java
programming.
But the day you want to do online real time stuff,
you can't use MATLAB.
Yeah, we don't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have to code it in a computer machine.
It's a kind of secret language. Okay.
C'est bon.
T'as pas besoin du papier.
Si tu veux me laisser.
La page web.
Savoir si tu as un quart d'heure avant les visiteurs, tu veux leur poser quelques questions sur le matériel. Stop. Hein? Il y a Il est là, Bastien. Ouais. D'accord.
Il vient ici.
Ok.